house. Come on, bud. Cool.
You make it sound like he has hostages. All right, man. Be cool, man.
Just be cool.
Okay, so everybody here, we good to go?
Yes.
Mouse,
good.
How are you feeling? Good boy. Okay, so we're picking up. Group trying to storm the castle. Seely chokes out. Well, okay, Seely, you didn't choke out. How did you just restrain?
Yes.
Correct.
I mean, hell, after that show he put on, she probably let him go. Creeped out.
Yeah, like the guy acted very over-exaggerated restraint. But you know what? He summoned some tentacles. The tentacles jutted into the
Willem's body.
Wait, he summoned the tentacles?
I didn't realize he summoned them, but yeah.
It seemed like he did. Sorry.
Okay,
so he's some of the tentacles, guys. We're going to kill this guy.
Yeah, no, he just shouted out to his master, and then the tentacles jutted into the rotting corpse of Willem, the Titanic. And then the Hulk got up.
The Hulk? Titanic?
The Hulk of metal. And started lunging towards, I guess, Seely would be closest. Let's roll initiative.
I'd like to say that he... Can I give you a light side point to have him be stunned after getting shocked?
No, he took damage. Give me... well, yeah, okay, light side point. Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's the noise you'll make when...
Is that the yellow... That was the yellow-green guy being dramatic again?
Yeah, he's still making noises. It's pretty weird.
Oh, nice!
Is it cool?
Yeah.
Is everybody rolling initiative?
Yeah, he's stunned, so we'll see.
I have nothing.
Will...
Nice, yeah.
Well, the thing's not up anyways.
Yeah, hang on. Now roll.
I feel like you need to clear it.
Yeah, let's try again. We'll just say the Willem, the Rotting Hulk, goes last. How's that?
Probably better for us that way anyway.
Nice.
Excuse me.
Character genius.
He succeeds in an advantage.
Okay, so you guys...
There's an extra PC on there, too.
Is there? Okay, so you guys have a turn. The Hulk is stunned. That's what I'm calling this now.
Oh my
god. Because it is a Hulk of metal and flesh. Writhing is a good descriptive word. Who's going first?
Well, Hez has to protect his lord leash after you're...
Neb would like to also try to use his shock gloves with the serrated edges and try and do some damage to this fool.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Nice. Oh, well, I got 2 success and 3 threats.
3 threats. So you go to punch this thing, and you actually manage to do damage to it, which is good. You actually seem to do a decent amount of damage. Like, most of his armor seems damaged at this point. And it's actually, like, mostly flesh at this point that's exposed. Like, flesh being a real...
Don't stay loose. Don't stay loose.
Yeah, right? Generous term, because it's like rubbery, is what it feels like when you impact with it. Well, I mean, like, it's the tentacles. Mostly what you make impact with or contact with is the tentacles. And you slice through them, and that is a very rubbery feeling as you impact to what feels like more solid flesh, whatever was the carcass of this thing. The 3 threat, you are now... Your fist has impacted in every understanding of the word. Your fist is stuck.
Oh, you guys, help!
You can't get out. Like, you felt like you made solid contact, and you did, but now you cannot extricate yourself from it. So you are now engaged with this thing, and you are going to have to roll a make some sort of roll to remove yourself from the situation.
My lord, I will defeat this vile creature in your name, for your honor, in the name of Diego. And Hez is going to, after seeing Neb get his hand stuck, put his wrench back on his back and pull his gun and
shoot at it.
Yeah, why not?
Okay. Let me see the dice pool. I'm pretty sure I got it set.
Wait, watch where you're aiming. Don't shoot me.
No. Ooh,
thank God. That's a very good point. I'm going to put one black die because Ben is stuck on the carcass.
Do you want to know the real rule?
Yeah, I do. What is it?
It's upgrade. Because if I get a despair, it hits Ben.
What, I wasn't supposed to say nothing?
No, you're doing
no,
your job.
No, you did good. It's good.
You know what, Ben? I will give you inspiration as long as you remember it. I'm going to use a dark side point to upgrade it again.
You can upgrade it twice?
Yeah. Go for it, bud.
Yeah.
Let her rip.
I'm going to suffer two strain to aim. Will you add a blue die to my thing?
I will.
It's two strain, right? Or is it?
Yeah, two strain.
Yeah, two strain. Two success and an advantage! Also, I get one extra success because you had one success and one advantage to the combat check of encounter. And it's my first combat check of the encounter, so it's actually three success, two advantage.
Okay.
Really, the only reason why Neb wanted to say anything because he knows Hez has been acting crazy lately.
No. Seriously, you did good, dude.
I don't think I have anything for the advantage. Can I pass him as setback to the enemy? Do setback to the enemy? Actually.
Or it was actually. Such a precise shot that Ben was freed.
Oh.
I don't know. Is that two advantage? If it's okay, either if it can free Ben, I'll free him. Otherwise, I'm just going to heal the strain.
I think I'm going to make you do the strain, unless you can explain to me how you would be able to get his. Is unstuck.
Well, I'm firing a blaster, which is hot lasers, plasma. So when I hit this thing, those tentacles. Have you ever seen people cook calamari? They're like.
Yeah, I distinctly remember those videos. Okay, only because you aimed your shot.
Okay, I like that.
You can loot. Loose him, but that's all you can do. Like, he doesn't
He doesn't have to do a check, he has to spin a maneuver to pull himself out now instead?
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah, I'll do that. I'll do it. Even though he made my check so hard.
Sorry.
Okay. This thing seems to be taking, like, obviously significantly more damage. Like, even when it got up, it looked like it was struggling to stand, like, just mechanically moving odd. And every single hit that you guys, like, it seems to be more driven by the tentacles that are writhing around it than it does from, like, natural means. And every time you, like, take a chunk out of the mass, it seems to struggle significantly. So, between Neb and Hez, like, you guys seem to be doing some significant damage to it. All right, so we'll go to next PC. Who wants to go next?
So, how long would you say these tentacles are?
From when they went into the body, the tentacles when they started were probably about, like, what, 5 feet in diameter? They shot about 10 feet in the air above the bridge. But then immediately,
gross.
They went into the body, and now they are like there's multiple tentacles writhing about the body, but they all seem to be about I don't know like inch and a half diameter to like half inch. Kind of looks like a writhing mass of vines, only the vines are tentacles.
Lost Ben.
Contrary to what the map is showing, are we not all across the bridge?
I don't have an actual bridge picture.
Right, but we're all across the bridge, right?
No, hell no.
Yeah, I didn't think we got across.
Hang on. I will chron-
I think Seelie's the only one. We talked about at the end of last thing how we had gotten across.
We got across this lower bridge.
Yeah.
We are now at the upper, the north bridge, and yes. Seelie is the only one that I know is who for sure across. Unless John had to go across to use a shot.
Seelie's not even across. She attacked the guy that was...
Oh, so this guy's not across the bridge either?
Yeah, I'm on the bridge.
Hang on, I'll just make a map that more accurately describes what we're doing. Just give me a second. Already got it. I got it. Didn't think this would... Just give me a second. Guys, calm down.
Fuck. Far as Seelie from this guy.
Yeah.
Adam, I don't think you have to make a map. I get...
Nope. John, it's too late.
I forgot he was doing
that.
Can
you just tell me how far away Seelie is?
It's too late, John.
Here it is. Here we go.
I've made the map. So Seelie is like right here. Where did... What's his face? Karf. Karf is right here.
Wait.
Jesus, huge.
Wait, you said Carter.
Karf.
You said Karp.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Like an Asian carp.
Everybody throw your characters on the board. Doesn't matter. None of you have passed the infected Hulk.
None shall pass.
Are we all happy now? Because I am.
Yes, it's a very nice bridge from Secret of Mana.
Nope. Same company. Different game.
Okay, so if this is a setup, where's the reasoning behind me just, like, grabbing on to Seelie and this dude and just walking away from the water?
No, you're on a bridge.
Okay. But the tentacles aren't leaving the water, so why can't we just walk away?
No, the tentacles are now infused into the Hulk in front of you. They infused into Willem.
I understand that, but, like, we can just walk away.
Yep.
We could.
You sure could.
Is that what we're choosing to do? Let's just walk up.
I shoot Willem with my grenade launcher.
Okay. There you go. That's right. You have a grenade launcher. Have that. I do too.
Wait a minute.
How much ammo do you got left in that thing?
I have a question.
Let's turn it.
Who is gone so far?
Right.
Ben punched. Because it's.
Torkot did
it. Isn't Ben still stuck to him?
Yeah. He hasn't educated himself.
If blast triggers, it'll definitely.
I didn't know if I could just do that at any point in time or if I had to wait for my turn again. Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. I had to wait for my turn.
Oh, turntables of turning and turning the tables. Tables.
Are you going to run or are you going to attack it?
We already told you what we were going to do.
Well, I missed all of it because I was disconnected.
I'm stuck to it still, so we have to stay.
Yeah, so Ben. Are we going to leave Ben here?
I don't leave unless my lord orders me.
Please don't leave me.
Bye!
So,
fine, I'll hit him with my stick.
No, grenade launcher!
Yeah, grenade launcher. Blast that dude.
Look at him, he's telling
you're not concerned with the collateral damage.
No, I am. Hit him with your stick.
You do you, bud. Oh, wait, hang on. I'm going to upgrade that. Now do it.
You're upgrading what?
The guy.
Yeah.
So now trade it back and upgrade yourself.
I have like 8 dark side points. I'm going to upgrade this. Wait, are you berserking right now?
No.
Shit, he's going to after this.
He literally hit everything.
I'm just out here wrecking things.
Oh my.
Damn. So we got 7. 8, 9, 10, 11, 6 plus 7, 13.
And a single threat. 6 success and a threat.
What does it look like when Torb just like
melee this dude?
Yeah, smashes. Like you just smash into this thing and it does like significant damage.
Oh. Golf shot.
Yes.
4!
You're like, yeah, I've done this before. I know what to do.
It's all in the hips. It's all in the hips.
Just easing the tension, baby. Easing the tension.
Use it somewhere else.
Oh, fuck. Where did Willem go? There he is. Yeah.
I think somewhere down below the bridge.
No, he's not dead yet, but this thing is looking pretty rough. Like, it was rough before, but now, like, it's mostly tentacles holding it together at this point.
Nice.
PC, we got Seely and HW, I think, are left.
Yes.
I'm Go biting ahead. This dude. I am biting him.
Bite those tentacles.
That looks tasty.
I expect a boost die because I'm grappled with him.
No, you're grappled? Wait, what?
He's biting the guy he's wrapped around. He's not
going to
bite
the poop I thought you were monster. Telling me you were biting the poop monster.
No, gross.
No.
Yeah, sure.
Bite that tentacle off. Or bite me loose. Take a chunk right where my fist is at.
Yep. I'll give you a boost die because you are grappled with him. Go for it.
Two success, three advantage.
Nice.
You start draining the life force from this thing.
What does it taste like, Adam?
Gross. Like, this guy looks like he lives off of,
It tastes eccentric.
Yeah, sure. Has everybody tasted well water before?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, really, like, stagnant earthy. well water? Like, I would... Really? Sulfur is...
Granola?
That really, like, rank sulfur smell that you get. Like, that's the taste in your mouth as you drink it.
Mm.
What the hell kind of wells have you been drinking out of, my man?
No shit ones, dude.
I don't know that taste.
That's a septic tank, bro.
No, like, real shit well water. Where it was like, hey, can I drink? I either drink this or I dehydrate to death. So.
I'd rather die.
Yeah. I made some choices.
I would rather die.
Yeah, you could light that shit on fire.
And you get used to it. You know what?
It's sterile, and I like the taste.
No, don't like the taste. Just get used to it.
Well,
yep, this is sustaining me. That's what you feel when you drink this person.
That's in my body now.
I kindly disagree.
You think, maybe I could drink something better.
I kindly disagree. I'm not going to drink this. I'm just... I'm biting his throat open.
So you just decide to not even forego or take the healing effects and just like
No.
Not worth it.
No. Seely has standards.
Okay. So he takes some damage.
She says, after we just watched her biting everything that ran past a little while ago.
And then rubbing herself in poo.
This is the line, damn it. The line in the sand. Okay. This person looks pretty beat up about the fact that his throat's been cut open. He you know what? Actually, his demeanor has not changed from the moment that you grappled him. Still making that noise. Has not stopped.
Shit.
Yep, has not stopped. You cannot tell. Do you want to make a roll to see if you can tell if he's changed?
No. Okay. She does not care.
She does not care.
Demeanor has not changed from grappling to throat slit open. Okay, next PC. HW, what you going to do?
What would HW do in this instance? Well, the abomination has returned and he is not happy that this thing is functioning. It should not be. He says this should not exist. We murdered this. So he's going to run up and look to slap that thing in the face with his pick.
What thing? Oh, that thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he doesn't know about what Seely's got going on. He just sees Willem. Willem is like the thing that tried to steal the crown. He is not pleased.
Okay.
That this thing is alive.
Yeah. Alive's a real generous term. I think HW would know that, like, this is an abomination.
It needs to be. He literally made a note that it should have been burned once it was murdered the first time. So He is not happy.
Fair enough. All right, dice pool set. Go for it.
Ooh. I failed.
Oh, damn, dude.
But advantageously.
Yeah, advantageously.
You know what? You go to take a swing, and you, like, there is copious amounts of grime and gore sitting around on this bridge at this point. HW slips on it, freehand.
Okay.
HW slips on it, misses, but is able to recover before the pickaxe really sinks into the bridge. So you just miss. That's fine.
Okay. He's sad.
Willem's turn.
I thought you were different.
Let's see if that works. So this thing in front of you stands up and then kind of just looks super confused about, like, it's actually just kind of like swiping around in its vicinity. Like it can't see, it can't feel, isn't totally aware, and it actually looks like it's in a lot of pain too. And then it's just going to lock eyes on HW and the crown that's on his head, and then just say, "Master wants crown."
And I'm still connected to this dude, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. You're just swinging around. So, first attack at HW.
Ooh, just a bunch of advantages.
The right hook of Lane.
Oh, right. Hang on, wait.
Nah, dude, you can't. What? What?
I added two purple dye to that.
You just have three yellow and three green.
He didn't really succeed, though.
Yeah, but he wants to roll it again.
We could roll the two purple dye. Let him.
He could fail.
Yeah, let's roll it again, Zach.
Okay.
Good.
15, 16, 17, 18 with two advantage.
My bad, y'all. My bad.
But I think I still did that wrong, because what is... This thing is one shape higher?
What? It's two silhouettes.
Yeah, so what is that?
Well, he's not two silhouettes.
Oh.
He's okay. Two silhouettes bigger than Hez.
So HW takes... 18 damage?
He's down.
My lord! Hez enters the key state. His eyes have gone,
blue.
The key state. He's in a pure focused rage. His eyes are blue. And the red spots on his fur have now burst into blue flames.
Yeah, sure. And that's what Hez thinks he sees.
Yeah, this is absolutely what Hez is seeing in his own mind. Like, no one harms my lord, and lightning comes out of his mouth.
Okay, so
that's green lightning. You know the light green light thing.
The Hulk is going to ready an action and
breathe.
Yeah, I gotta throw in what's his face into this too. I'm amazed at what I've just heard, but
dude,
no, this is fine. This is fine. What's his face has to go into this too, though.
It's carp. I thought it was carp, like I a did fish. Too.
I told too. You carp. Okay, so that was Willem the rotted Titanic's turn. Carf is going to try to bite Seeley back.
That's a mistake. You're gonna fuck this up.
Actually, no. He's gonna try
choose
to hit
wisely, Carf.
He's gonna try to hit Seeley with his truncheon.
Isn't he still wrapped up or no?
It doesn't matter. He's wrapped up. He just takes a
That's
swing.
That's fair.
What?
He'll take. There'll be a setback because he's wrapped up. How about that? Boop, 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 boop. Carf truncheons the shit out of Seeley.
Four success.
That's actually a pretty good roll.
Yeah!
So 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 damage with two threat. He's still tangled up with Seeley with that two threat. did not manage to extricate himself.
Seely remembers this.
Seely will remember that.
As Seely says to herself as he's beating her with the
no, she I literally say that out loud. Seely remembers this.
Dude just shits himself.
Yeah, the guy's just sitting there going like...
Dude, I totally wrote that down in the notes, dude. I wrote that down.
Good, I'm glad everyone remembers
Ned,
this.
Ned, get the hell out of there!
Alright, we're top of the order. What are you guys doing? Who's going first?
Seely bites back.
Seely bites back.
I bite him back.
Okay, let me set the dice pool.
Seely strikes back.
I'm gonna give you one setback too because he's like actively beating you with his truncheon.
What so, is his threat though? Didn't he have two threats?
He's still wrapped up.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
It's an equal amount of wrapped up at this point. All right, go for it.
I'm gonna use a light side point to upgrade it because I'm angry.
Okay.
Get it.
Unless we have some.
Go for it. It's set.
Ooh, nice.
Woo! Two successes.
Are you gonna attempt to recover strain and wounds from this?
I am. I'm drinking this time.
I'm him. How does Seely feel as she drinks this not this great
bowl of grease?
Yeah.
I was annoyed at first by this little shit. Now I'm just angry and want to drain him.
Okay. She's like a glorious Valkyrie.
Yeah. okay, you can.
Head sees wings of fire.
Wings of poo.
Oh, no. Yeah, it's poo, but he thinks it's fire.
Whoa. Ignorance is bliss.
It truly is.
Yeah, you can you can recover one wound and one strain. Well, two wounds.
Two.
One, two. Yep, yep.
I got it.
Okay. This guy is looking pretty rough.
Alright, I need to get away from this guy.
You're still stuck!
I'm still stuck to this guy, so what do I need to do to get away from this guy?
You did have to move, now. You waste it. You have to spin a maneuver to get your arm out, and when you have to spend two strain to actually
do anything. Let me.
So I'm at four strain now.
What would Seely do?
I am a bit peckish.
Neb just, he pulls his arm out, and or pulled out his glove, and he just backs up and pulls out his gun.
I don't know if you can. If your gun was not already drawn, no. unless you have quick draw.
Okay, no, might. I don't.
You don't? No, okay.
I don't think I do.
Because it costs a maneuver to draw something.
Well, then am I allowed to even back up then after I pull my glove out?
Yes, I'd let you do that. You spent two maneuvers, right? One was to remove your arm.
Okay.
And then you spent the strain to pay for the second maneuver to escape.
Gotcha.
So Neb is probably like right here then?
Yeah.
So that'll be, are you done with your turn then?
Yes, sir.
All right. We got three people left. Hez, what you doing?
Hez is, Hez, my lord! And I have a skill. It is called Ability Belt. So I can spend a destiny point to perform an incidental
you're
to produce a previously undocumented item or weapon from a tool belt or satchel. I want to have a stim pack and I want to get
Okay.
That's 100% legit. It's a utility belt, not a tool belt. It's a utility belt. I spend a destiny point, which I will.
Sorry, I didn't hear anything you said. I just had to put my hat on. What?
There's no. What the word of the rules is written. Spend one destiny point to perform an incidental to produce a previously undocumented item or weapon from a tool belt or satchel.
Oh, I believe
this is a super common item, and it's not tool belt. It is utility belt specifically.
I believe it also says DM has their discretion.
It doesn't say on mine.
Okay, but
he whited that part out.
Yeah. What are you trying to? You're trying to put a.
I just want to get HW back on his. Like, I want to give him the stim back. It's five wounds. That's it. That's all he gets. He's 5.
What are you giving me for this?
A destiny point.
Oh yeah, that's cool.
And it counts as a it counts as an incidental, so I can still fire my gun because that's specifically the skill makes it an incidental, which is why I took it.
Okay, that's fine.
I promise I'm not trying to bone you over here.
No,
I mean like I want to, but I'm not trying to do it illegally.
No,
it's fine.
It's fine.
We'll arbitrarily upgrade a roll. It's fine.
Ethan, give a magic healing item that brings someone back to life. That's fine.
He's not dead. If he was listen.
I'm just fucking with you. Make your roll. Hey, Moose. Real
Hello?
Quick. What was the... What did the river Styx look like? I'm just curious.
You'll find out when HW has his turn.
Right? So, Moose, you have 5... HW has 5 wounds. You're up to 5. Back up or whatever.
Wait a second. You're healing him and then taking a shot?
Yes, because that skill makes it an incidental.
To produce the item, not stab him with it.
Hey, you felt for it, GM.
That's actually fair.
That's totally fair. Make your choice. Well, do you want to heal your friend or hurt the enemy?
Well, hold on. Because the skill is incidental to produce it.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's a maneuver to use it.
Uh-huh.
To stab him. So I still have my action to shoot.
Can you move to him and stick him?
No.
Hey, John.
Well, they are right next to
Why
each other.
Why don't you
like
shut
this.
The hell up, John?
Because I'm waiting for my good job, John, from Adam. Keeps showering men with them, but doesn't give them out to anyone else.
Oh, yeah. You know what? John, you get an inspiration point.
Son of a...
I don't need your approval, Adam. Seeley does what Seeley wants.
No, but seriously, dude, you can't heal your opponent. You can't heal your teammate.
It would have been different if I'd have been right next to him.
You can. I will totally let you produce the healing magic healing item out of nowhere.
It's a.
I know it's a skill, but you can't. Fucking,
it's so common.
You can't fucking heal your person and then shoot. There's no way. That's not fair.
Okay.
What if I give him my inspiration point?
Bullshit. What are you guys just sitting back there like, no, seriously, just make it look like I fucked you over. He will give you the point. No. 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 Zach, heal HW what? Or take the
I did already.
I don't know what we're doing.
We're past it. We are a mile down the road already.
All right, good. Okay.
Poor guy, your turn, I think.
God.
Come on, Zach, do something. No,
I'm already on the bench, my dude.
Can I use my inspiration point for 2 attacks?
No.
Well, what is my inspiration point for then?
You can use it to upgrade it. You can upgrade it without
spending a.
Yeah, that thing. That's how we'll do it.
Can I use like a whirlwind attack for AoE?
No. You. This is not.
Blade storm.
This isn't. It's more like spin and win with Garen.
All right, what do I need to roll to grab the truncheon from Yellow Suit and beat him with it?
God damn.
Bron, you want a Bron check for that?
This is my kill.
No.
But I want to do it while screaming, why are you hitting yourself?
Yes. No.
I feel like he gets an inspiration point for that. That's
I agree. Yep.
Yeah, okay, it'll...
You said, yeah, okay.
No, not that.
It has been done!
Dad, damn it, I was saying, yeah, okay, let me set the...
The lightning has already struck the earth, Adam. The pact, the covenant has been made.
All right, it'll be an athletics check, if you're fine
I
with that.
Spit on you. That's how it works, right?
What?
Never mind.
All right, so athletics check. Dice full set, go for it. Dang.
Success. 4 threat. All of those red came up 2 threat.
threats. So you actually are able to rip this truncheon out of this guy's hand.
But.
And you smack him over the head with it. It does. This guy goes unconscious. He goes limp as you hit him with it, but the truncheon breaks over his head as you hit him with it.
That's acceptable.
He's down.
Is he limp in my mouth and arms?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That's all I want to hear.
It's like a wet, soggy noodle.
Excellent. I can't wait till it's my turn again.
That tastes like...
He's going in the water.
Tastes like sewer water. Yeah. So, top of the order to...
Did HW go?
No, he didn't. HW.
Yay!
The River Styx was bright and shiny.
Oh, he just got revived. I forgot about that. Yeah, what are you doing?
Oh. He opens his eyes and goes, Diego cannot be stopped. And does he, can I make a perception check to see if I realize that, like, Willem's return, quotes, is coming from somewhere else?
Yeah.
Or do I just know that?
It's pretty easy to intuit that the, shit monster tentacles have infused new life into him. Like, it's super obvious, dude. Like, whatever, like...
It's just new boot goofing.
Yeah, like, these chunks of tentacles are, like, animating this thing like a fucking puppet.
Gross.
Yeah, okay. It's pretty fucking gross, dude. Like, it is fairly disturbing.
And, okay, well, he's not particularly happy that he got beat up pretty hard there. Yeah, he got 18. Yeah, he got bodied. Diego. He's gonna head back. Oh, and he will do. What can he do here? Because he's still got the pickaxe in hand. Oh, he could swing at this guy here.
The dead guy?
Carf?
Yeah.
He's
carfed.
He's not dead, but he's unconscious. That's fine.
The limp noodle.
He's unconscious?
Isn't he in Seeley's mouth?
Yeah.
He's in Seeley's embrace, yes.
Yeah.
Torque beat him unconscious.
That's fine. I'll set the roll. It's gonna be
I want HW to punch him.
Okay. Okay, this is an easy check. Go for it.
He just wants to what am I using here?
Whatever you want.
Oh no.
That's a brawl?
Yeah.
Oh man.
Failure. One failure, two advantage. At least you didn't hurt yourself.
HW is pretty shaken up. I mean, you saw the River Styx. It's scary. You ran back, saw the limp guy, thought he was alive fighting, or not alive, but thought he was coherent fighting Seeley, went to swing at him. Seeley's
trying to handle him like a wet noodle, right? So then she's just kind of slippery.
Yep. Pretty unwieldy, and HW goes to swing at him in just like a visceral response, and misses.
I'd say he misses, and it's because he's got the pickaxe in his right hand, so he's trying to punch with his off hand.
Yeah.
Nice.
He's coming lefty, and the southpaw, he's not a southpaw, so that allows for him to miss.
His rage was so great that day.
But he was able to recover.
Yeah.
Didn't fall face first or anything. You were just like, yeah, take that.
Take that.
Who did we lose there?
Ben.
Okay, so
Dagobah.
We're at the top of the
Ben Dagobah.
It's like my favorite thing to just yell all the time. I just yell Dagobah all the time, and then people look at me funny. Like, Dagobah. They're like, you're weird, dude. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Tell me something I don't know.
Story of my life.
Okay.
Top of the order?
Top of the order with Willem the Abomination.
Top of the order to you.
So Willem is going to take a swing at the only person left near him, which is Neb. Neb, I'm going to upgrade this because I
of course
have 8 darks.
Can I use my inspirational point?
Yeah, sure.
To like for like defense or something.
No, we'll counter it out, and I won't get one back.
This now that he's officialized his attack. I'm right there also because I just resurrected
double. Wow.
Wow, the right hook of lame really got you. Success.
Right hook of lame.
With all that advantage, I think he hits Hez too. Hez, you can take half damage.
Hey, if I can't whirlwind, this guy can't whirlwind either.
He's twice their size.
That's true.
Actually, Adam. Because he's 2 silhouettes larger than me, it's actually harder for.
Oh, okay.
Round up? Am I rounding up or am I rounding down?
Round down? Round up.
Down. Okay.
Whatever makes it take less damage.
Okay, cool.
Down?
I don't fucking know.
So I'm still taking.
How much damage am I taking?
You're taking full damage.
So that's like right? 17 damage minus your soak.
But round it down.
I mean, honestly, you could probably just lie to me and I'd roll with it. But
everyone else gets to lie to Adam, but Zach.
My fault you admit to me what you're doing.
It's not my fault. My team calls me out. No, I did too. It's all right.
So my soak is 4. Took 13 damage.
Okay.
Damn! Are you still on your feet?
Nah, I'm down.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So next person's turn.
So Karf is unconscious, and you're allowing him to be in my arms?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to use him as a Muppet.
I just died in your arms tonight.
Okay, okay.
Must have been that hand at my butt. Should've walked away. Oh no, I'm so sorry, you guys.
It's my first question.
I've been drinking a lot of wine tonight myself.
I want to say how. How are you?
So I want to roll skullduggery, right? Okay. So I'm holding him by his upper torso, right? And it's like Ace Ventura, where I'm just kind of like shaking his head. And like, yes, Pasco,
Monopoly Man.
But I'm gonna be trying to imitate like the voice I heard earlier, like, Master, leave him alone. As I'm shaking his head, trying to like imitate him talking.
Yeah. Okay, let me.
The jaw just flopping around.
Yeah.
Okay, let me.
And I would like to use a light side point to upgrade it.
Okay, good. I was really hoping you were going to do that.
I want to upgrade my performance skill with this man puppet.
I think it would be I think you're doing this against his perception or discipline.
Your call. I'm rolling skullduggery.
Just be an easy roll. He's a limp noodle.
There's no fight back.
I'm going against the tentacles, like perception, right? Because I'm trying to like command them down using cars.
Is that what's happening?
Yeah.
No, I thought you were just new boot goofing.
Isn't it already hanging from your mouth?
No. Well, yeah, she can open her mouth as an incidental.
She can pretend. She can do her ventriloquism act.
Wow, master.
I'm like. He's literally in front of me, right? Like, he's literally in front of my face. I'm just shaking him.
Oh, no.
Oh, master. I'm just shaking him, pretending like he's talking.
Okay, stop.
Yeah, that's how he had to break out of you guys.
We're losing him.
I got
I'm
Are you ready?
I don't know. I don't fucking know. I haven't decided yet.
Oh, my face hurts.
Okay. So this is going to be a discipline check.
For him, right? I'm rolling skull. Yeah, he's rolling. Make sure to round down.
Well, it should be perception because, like.
Okay, how perceptive is a fucking eyeless stalk?
Pretty perceptive. All right, go for it.
Success.
Oh, that's all we need.
Success. Through threat.
Okay. So.
No. God.
I can't believe that worked.
Now you have to keep him on your arm.
You do.
Master. Shake. Master. Let him go. Shake.
So we'll say, yeah, that fucking works. The puppeteer hulking mass, like, looked like it was about to swing at you. And then you swing around with this fucking, like, Weekend at Bernie shit, and you're like, yeah. And you're just like, Master, sister, would attack me.
What is the tentacles doing? What is this guy doing?
When he sees around.
This? They stop. They're confused. They're like, okay, we don't attack.
The tentacles are all looking at each other, like...
Yeah, they look very confused, and then you go to drop Igor's body, and then they all immediately start to go to, like, attack mode. And then you pick them up, and they stop, drop, attack, pick them up, stop, drop, attack. So you're like, well, I can't set this guy down.
Oh, well, I'm still hanging on.
Yep. So, yeah, you realize that you could... inch your way across this bridge.
Hanging on to the feeling, you know what I'm saying?
As long as you fucking carry this guy around as a fucking puppet.
I'll do it.
Pi's like, I'll take one for the team.
That was my thoughts exactly.
This is worth it, yeah.
Celie just looks at everybody and nods.
She just, shh, and let me just point my head. Like, let's go.
Everyone's just beat the fuck up and, like, it's Torkot. Everyone except Torkot.
Hey, don't leave Neb, because he's down.
Grab Neb, let's go.
Who are you talking to? I can't carry him.
I'm one of the biggest
Torkot picks up Neb.
I tie Karf's leg to my leg and weaken on Bernie's him across the bridge.
I'll take my turn, and Hez is duct taping around your ankles.
That's fucking great.
All right, just keep his feet on your toes. Hold on.
Is there space duct tape?
All right, now put your hand upon his hip. Yeah, and then you dip.
I know. Oh, thank you, God, you were doing that. I was about to say it. When you dip, I dip, we dip.
Yeah.
Does that put us out of combat now?
Yes, it does. You are out of combat, and...
You know what? Honestly, Celie, this isn't a bad look.
Oh, yeah, this is going to be all one episode, you said.
It's going to have to be. As much dicking around as we've been doing. For sure.
We're on Bolton. There we go.
Michael Bolton?
You guys are now
huge.
It's Boltan.
Sultan.
Yeah, you guys end up on the castle grounds.
You forgot Karf.
Karf? Are you? Oh,
you forgot Karf.
You know
they
what?
Now one.
Yeah. Yeah, he's right there. So you guys roll into this giant compound. The lights, there's actually spotlights that are on in the four corners of this, we call it a castle, lighting up the compound here.
As we're walking, can I medicine check Ben to heal him up?
But this combat's over, so we get to roll to heal Strain, right?
Yeah, you can. Yep, go for it.
Strain only.
Yeah. Woo, my gosh. The most successful roll I've ever rolled.
I mean, you guys can take a you guys can take a short or long rest, too, if you want.
We're going to camp out at the foot of this castle?
Listen, I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm just giving you
who up. Took strain? I was laying out the beatings.
I did.
I did.
HW's looking pretty bad.
I literally didn't move, and I was shaking a body.
Hez, for once, wasn't, like, running away. He was, like, right up there in the front, like, the worst possible place for him.
Well, yes.
He got into it.
Well, Hez is crazy, and he has to protect his...
What are you guys doing?
Hez is now a brave knight.
Ben needs to roll, right?
Well, are you guys taking a short rest? Long rest? What are we doing?
I don't think we're in a safe place.
Yeah, I think we just need to catch our breath.
Oh, so then no rest.
Like medicine check. I want to pick up my cardigan to try to stop the bleeding on Neb.
Oh, and I'm just going to keep rolling destiny points to get all the medical equipment he needs.
He had some pretty serious injuries, so I'm going to say it'll be a hard roll.
Success, one threat.
Yeah, you can heal, like, two damage. Three threat? Yeah, you can heal two damage. One threat. Success, one threat. Yeah, you can heal two damage.
It never changed every time you...
I know.
it's fine. Whatever I said last is okay.
Whatever the biggest number I said.
No, this is me healing Ben, right?
Yeah, with your card again. You no longer have a card again.
Why are you healing this peasant? Heal, my lord!
Seely has...
I'm going with my first roll, so I got one success.
So you get one strain and two wound, and I lost my cardigan.
Hez can try medicine on HW. He doesn't have any skill, but he's got...
Then can HW try to medicine himself?
Yes.
It's probably better that way. what's a scalpel?
Same. God, I got it.
same roll, HW.
All right.
You got some pretty serious wounds.
Four success, two threat.
Yeah, you can heal four wounds.
Hooray! Now I can get shot once and not die.
You also lose your card again.
No! That was the royal cardigan.
I like to think that I have a cardigan that's just like, it was like Seely's backup cardigan that I lost.
You were like, yeah, I can be without this.
Well worth it.
Can I get a boost? I had to roll medicine to try to rub some dirt in Neb's wounds.
Yeah.
Some dirt.
Yeah.
He needs something because I'm two over wounds still.
No, listen. Listen, you're when you heal, if you are at unconscious, you don't have to reduce the healing by how much to get to zero. It just counts as you being at zero, and you get those are now it become your positive like health.
Right.
So you don't have to, like, let's say you were like, oh, I'm at -3 because I took so much damage. You don't have to heal that 3 to get to zero.
Yeah, he was at zero, so we got him up, and then he got 2 from me from the cardigan. So he should be at +2, right?
Okay, yeah. John, you can roll.
Oh, okay.
No, he'd be at 5.
Did you got 3 upgrade?
I did.
I'm just rubbing dirt in it. He'll be fine.
Yeah, I know. It's just dirt.
Vampire infection. Uh-oh.
Well, I failed anyways. Thanks, though.
For trying. Maybe you won't be fine.
Thanks for trying.
Here's a threat. You fucking throw like salt.
You're now infected.
Just like pasting mud on him.
You missed the. He had guts on
you
his.
You have gangrene.
You go to rub some dirt in his wounds that are on his face, and you just kind of scoop up real quick into the ground without looking at it, and it's actually glass. Just sand that you just threw into his eyeballs.
Glass.
You're trying to Lion King him, but you're just rubbing it in his
eyes. No!
Simba.
So yeah,
is Kylo's hands know no difference?
Yeah, Neb, you are now going to take disadvantage on your neck. A couple of attacks. Jeez.
On any eyeball checks.
Anything that involves seeing for a little bit here. I'm just going to write Neb can't see. Okay. All right. So you guys pull up into... You do your healing thing, and then you pull up into this this giant castle. And as you do, some spotlights kick on, and they're just like... Doof, 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 as they light up the four corners. And as you're walking in, you hear some otherworldly screams, and then over some intercoms around you, you hear... Oh, you thought I was dead.
Carter?
And then on the radio, you hear somebody go, no, not me.
Ah, there's two of you.
It's Jonger.
No, it's Dio.
It's Dio.
It's, like a rainbow.
Useless, useless, useless.
It's cool. We got our own puppet master now.
I'm gonna shake Karf and yell, "Huban!"
Discipline check.
You'll hear over the intercom. That's pretty messed up, even for you, Seely.
Who's Seely?
There is no Seely. Only Karf. Shake, shake, shake.
Only Karf.
But I think that's a fine place to end it for tonight.
Wait a minute. Did you say we heard Carter on the same intercom?
God, no.
He made Carter call us on the radio to ensure us that it wasn't Carter. he's too sauced to get his voices separated.
But we heard Hubert over the
radio. Yeah, Hubert, intercom, Carter, radio. Right?
Okay.
Yes. Because I can't, okay. I don't even remember what Carter said, or not Carter, Hubert sounds.
Can it, instead of like Dio from an anime, can it just be Ronnie James Dio instead?
We'd lose. We would lose.
I don't know what he sounds like.
Everything he says should just be lyrics from Rainbow in the Dark.
God.
Or Holy Diver. Or,
Holy Diver!
Is he dead?
All right, everybody, thanks for joining us tonight for another episode of Tales of the Outer Rim Strangers.
Guys, he's dead.
Ronnie James Dio died like two...
Yeah, he dead, man.
If you enjoyed the podcast or enjoyed the show, please go to the website, talesoftheouterrim.com, where you can find the links to all of our social, our email. You can also find in the events tab a link to the Child's Play charity where you can donate Destiny to affect our dice in this game, and maybe we won't have all dark side now. Maybe we will. Hope y'all enjoyed. We want to thank Steph Make Peace for the music. If you go to SoundCloud and search the jams for us, and we'll see you later. Good night. First few weeks.
Bye.
Shake, shake, shake.
Bye. Bye. Shake, shake, shake. Anyone who watches this VOD is gonna be lost.